comfortable, she slammed the baby blue door and kicked the deflated front wheel for good measure.
Bugger you!
She tucked a strand of her bobbed red hair behind her ear as she fought down the urge to scream. She didn't have time to wait for the recovery services. She would have to call them later. Even though her brother was a mechanic, she refused to call him out. Jason did enough for her as it was. He'd found her the car a couple of years ago, and it suited her perfectly. Fun, cheap to run, and practical-ish, until she had decided to open a pop-up boutique. Needing to abandon ship if she were to make her appointment, she ducked back inside the car, pressed the roof button, and with a mechanical whirring sound, it rolled back up. It was that time of year where it was chilly in the morning, but by the afternoon, the sun's warmth made you want to strip off your jumper and wish you were still in flip-flops rather than boots. Today was proving to be one of those days. Praying she had enough signal, Beth fired up Google Maps on her phone and entered the postcode of her destination. It was now 20 minutes away on foot. Luckily, she'd set off early this morning, never liking to be late, so she would just about make her appointment in time. 15 minutes later, her calves aching because she was walking fast in the wrong footwear for hiking along a narrow country lane, ankle boots with heels. She neared her destination, Trenewth Manor. Out of nowhere, a small tractor came hurtling around the corner of the lane. The man driving it, a blur, swore at her. She jumped out of her skin and out of the way, just in time.
"Look where you're going!"
he shouted over the rumble of the engine as Beth thrust herself deep into the hedgerow lining the grassy verge, her heart pounding at such a near miss. The driver hit the brakes, his tyres skidding on wet leaves. Then he carried on, shouting something about bloody tourists and mobile phones. Yes, she'd had her eyes on her phone, but why the hell had he been driving so fast on such a narrow road? Beth swore back at him, but he was long gone. And she wasn't a tourist, thank you very much. She'd lived in Cornwall her whole life. As her heart rate normalised and her fury abated, Beth reached the entrance to Trenewth Manor. She walked along the gravel drive, trying to scrape the mud from the grass verge off her heels. She really should have worn flats. It wasn't as if she was attending a job interview. They needed to impress her. Partway down, the drive forked. Left for the stables, right for the house. She'd been asked to call in at the office in the main house first, so she picked up her pace, her calves complaining, and took the right-hand fork. As she rounded a corner, Trenewth Manor came into view before her. It was a breathtakingly beautiful Victorian mansion, possibly not as large as some of the National Trust properties she'd been dragged around as a child, with her brother and her parents, but just as impressive. She followed a path to the back of the house, from where the building's L shape was revealed. At the far end, a wisteria clung to the walls, only the leaves remaining. But Beth could imagine it would look spectacular in late spring, with its lavender blue blossom. She spotted a small sign which read, "The Office," pointing to the left. Glancing at the time on her phone, she picked up her pace, jogging around to the left of the house, before at last finding the office. She arrived red-faced from the exertion.
"Sorry I'm late," she said breathlessly, holding her hand out. "I'm Beth Sterling. I'm here about leasing your available unit in the stables."
"Oh, yes,"
the young woman shook her hand.
"Welcome to Trenewth Manor. I'm Anya, we spoke on the phone. I'm the events coordinator and general dog's body, but don't tell my boss I said that." She chuckled. The two women were about the same age, and Beth admired Anya's welcoming smile and pretty features, accentuated by her short, dark hair, which was tucked behind her ears. Her eyes were a warm, welcoming brown.
"My car broke down, so I had to walk the last mile," Beth puffed, feeling the need to justify why she looked anything but calm and fresh.
She'd wrapped her jumper inelegantly around her waist.
"And then, to make matters worse, I was nearly run over by a bloody tractor."
"Oh, you poor thing," Anya said sympathetically. "Would you like a drink? Coffee?"
"I could murder a cup of tea."